full nekuda of us versus the Masailam. It says, Hotsu Zaydim Lifne Mitechala. The Rishayim come up against us and they say, who are you damning for? I'm Kevid Ovain Pokat Vayila. You're a nation that's full of Aveiros, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gotten tired of you. Lo Sechaka Od Lemofis Vefela. Don't wait anymore for a nace. Ona Vinosa Vinom Bimad Eila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left you, and he's gone. It is one of the most difficult nisyonos and tsar. I was reading, there's somebody collected memoirs of people who went through the Spanish Inquisition. Whatever he found, translated into English. And most of it is Eden and Tsaris and all sorts of things. One of them is from Galach, one of the members of the one inquisitors. And he writes, I'm not sure whether he's writing it as a memoir, as a polemic, I'm not quite sure what the document was. But he writes to the Jews and he says, you know, brothers, don't you see the emes? Isn't it staring in your face? You've sinned, and you've murdered your sin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has thrown you away, and your tefillos are not being answered, and we're the chosen people? What more do you need? And the extraordinary difficulty is, when we are in that Eis Tzara, we do need to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oshamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Avla Nachna Hashemim. So we're standing and saying our vidui of why this terrible tragedy is coming to us. And the guy says, well, Hoidos Badinkim Eidim, with such chatoyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not answering your tefillos. It says, Kimigoy Godel, Ashal Kim Krave Meilav, so Rashi says that he answers tefillos. So, you bali avera, and you moide that you deserve it, and your tefillos are not mekubel. No. What more do you need in the equation? And a person, while he's saying this vidui of the avla shemim anachnu, the person has to have the emuna of netzach yisrael lo yishaker, and the Hashem lo yishanisi, and no matter what. It's almost superhuman. It's almost not shaykh to Bessar V'dam to honestly do the chesed and nefesh of the averis and to try to deher that Hashemim anachnu and see that sosam tefilosi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening. Yes, he's no longer listening to my tefillos. We don't say the skavul tzlaysen on Tisha B'Av. It's not a zman of kabbalah's tefillos. And to know that bechol zeis, that vanizeis brisis isam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris is netzach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris is kayam, and because if not, in that moment of tsar and weakness, that's when Tanya comes in, the emuna, and one of those memoirs published is from a person who went through terrible sufferings. Lost his everything, and he says at the end, he says, Ribbono Shalom, you've tried your best to shake me from my emunah in you, and I wasn't shaken. So the niyutz of the Umos HaOlam, the Umos HaOlam meinen oisai, while we're osuk in our averus, they're trying to use our averus and our sense of wrong to reinforce their sheker, the tiyuv. That's the time a person needs to, together with the Ashamnu, he needs to understand that before Yid says Chotasi, he says Ona Hashem. That there are no viduyim except before Lifnei Hashem. And with every vidu, in every tzara, every tzara, the person sees the bigger picture as being part of the kasher nitzri of Klai Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.